You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome to I'm Absolutely Fine, the podcast from The Mid-Alt that looks at all the glamour and indignity of being a grown-up.
Hi, I'm Emily and I'm absolutely fine, but my whole summer holiday and my attitude towards it, my whole summer is now wrapped in one swimsuit. Whether to buy it, whether not to buy it, whether to bother, whether to carry on with what I've got. And it feels like a metaphor for basically my whole life right now. It's, do I deserve something shiny? Do I need something shiny and new? Or shall I just, you know, make do and mend, even though...
Also, I've you know, with respect, I've seen the swimsuit and it is not shiny. It's quite Amish. It's very practical. I mean, you're making it sound like it's sort of macrame bikini. God bless you. And you're sort of agonising over something that will not date. If you don't use it this year, you'll use it next year. And yet, the pathology...
I just can't order it. I can't order it.
You know, I keep saying, just do it.
I can't.
I'm going to do it.
I can't. You're going to do it for me.
Yeah.
I love it. And also...
When did I call? You had to have a difficult conversation, so I called and pretended to be you.
Yeah. That was a properly grown-up thing to do with my daughter's new school.
Yeah, I think it was. She was worried, so I pretended to be her. You can do that for other people.
Yes, it's true. It's like getting your friends to call in sick for you, basically.
Yeah, when you're 28, yes. Which we also did.
Anyway, moving on. How are you, Annabelle?
I'm absolutely fine, but I've been up since 4, as usual, and I'm going out to dinner tonight for the first time in 2 weeks with two people I really love, to a place I really love, and I'm dreading it. Feels like a prison sentence. And isn't that awful? That makes me feel really kind of quite ashamed that I'm dreading something that, you know, should be a treat. But, you know, everyone we talk to is exhausted and everybody is desperate for a holiday, a break, or just a month lying in a darkened room. And we're all sick of looking at our fucking faces because they're newly etched and grey from all the working from home, worrying from home. So we're delighted to have Hannah Martin on the podcast.
Yay.
Hannah is a celebrated makeup artist. Vogue called her the queen of the smoky eye and radiant skin. She's here to give us some tips and tricks to look like we've had a break rather than a breakdown. So no pressure, Hannah. How are you?
I'm absolutely fine, but I am utterly unprepared for the next 6 weeks ahead. So I'm teetering on, you know, the precipice of overwhelm. And I feel like it's not going to take much just to tip me over the edge. And I feel bad because, you know, I should be looking forward to a summer with my children. But I'm secretly horrendously anxious about how I'm going to juggle the next 6 weeks without a little week away in the sun somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, anticipation's always worse, isn't it?
July is hell. Has it always been hell?
July is hell. I think it's because we all wind down a bit in August. And so I feel at the moment as though I'm nose to nose with a brick wall. I basically can't really think or speak or work or do much. And this always happens in July. And I think that's because we work up to an August holiday.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not people who go to, you know, the Maldives in January.
No, exactly. So this is the holiday.
This is it.
And also, I'm afraid I've also got September in my head too. Like, I can't just drop everything and then expect it all to pick up beautifully in September, like seamlessly, like it used to be with school. So you feel like you're doing July's work, August's work, and September's.
Somehow the mental prep for September.
All in one horrible, sweaty, heat wavy, don't complain about the sun.
Which is maybe why we look so hot and exhausted. Hannah, makeup and the heat. Let's just imagine for a minute that we are all going to get some sort of Mediterranean holiday, or it'll be Cornwall, but there'll be another heat wave and it will be miraculous. It will be a little bit pink, a little bit sweaty. And, you know, ever since I remember, you know, being sort of 14, the first time I wanted to wear makeup while on holiday, it's sort of been relentlessly a disaster. So how can you prevent the disaster from the moment, you know, you get out of the shower ready to go?
Well, I certainly think less is more when you're on holiday. And one thing that I think some people maybe don't consider is, you know, when your body temperature is naturally, you know, God willing, if you're away somewhere nice, that little bit warmer on holiday and you step out of the shower, you've got to give yourself some cooling down time, because you're going, it's a bit like going for a run and then showering immediately after, you get a bit sweaty. So you are going to be in a state of kind of hot and stickiness for maybe a good 5 minutes post shower. Even if you've had a cool shower, it's just your body kind of regulating its temperature. So don't try and slap on your moisturizers and makeup straight away, because they're just going to slip straight off. So give yourself a moment to allow your body temperature to regulate. So that's kind of step one. Step two is, often you'll need to use products that are significantly lighter than maybe the makeup products you'd use at home normally. So if you're normally a foundation wearer, then actually on holiday, you don't need much more than a tinted moisturiser. Or if you're a tinted moisturiser wearer normally at home, then on holiday, maybe just a little slick of concealer is all you need, just to tone down any redness or high colour.
Do you think it's worth using a mattifying primer?
I'm on the fence. Now, mattifying primers are brilliant if your skin tone is actually quite oily and you secrete a lot of oil, because actually the silica in the mattifying primer will absorb some of that oil, stop it coming through any makeup, and it will mattify the skin slightly. What it doesn't do is it doesn't stop the perspiration from overheating kind of coming through your pores and moving the makeup. So six of one, right, half a dozen, it will help a little bit, but it's not going to fix the problem. What can be great on holiday are blotting papers.
Yes, they're very good and very old school. Do you have any brands that you recommend?
Oh, you can get them cheap as chips in Superdrug. You can get...
They're like a pound or something,
aren't they? Or you can get really posh Shiseido ones. It just, you know, it depends on where you want to splurge. But you can get them for, yeah, like you say, a pound.
I tell you something that I discovered on holiday only a couple of years ago, which is maybe you'll think this is idiocy or very obvious. After sun and a really rich face moisturiser to give back what the sun has taken away from you, do it in the morning. Because if you do it after you get out of the shower, before you go out to dinner, you will slide into the taxi. You will slide out on your moist legs, your everything bra face. You will just drip for hours. So I don't think you need to do all that heavy duty moisturising before you're about to go out for dinner.
Clever. And can I give you another one of my top tips, which might sound totally counterintuitive, but if you find yourself in an uncontrollable sweaty state, you know that thing where you're like, I'm dripping, and the more I stress about it, the more drippier I'm getting, and I'm just, everything's wet and horrible.
Oh God, yes.
Try drying it in place with a warm hairdryer. So I think people instinctively go to cold and they're like, let me try and kind of shock myself out of this hot mess and I'm gonna get all that relief of the cold air. But actually you get the relief of the cold air, but everything's still wet. Whereas if you just take a deep breath and just very gently blow with a warm hairdryer, somehow it just helps you regulate, it dries the sweat in place, and it just it just helps. Works on your makeup, works on your underarms, between your skirt. Whatever you need.
I mean, that's so counterintuitive, but I can sort of see it makes sense, because one would normally go, I've stood in front of fridges, you know what I mean? But you're right, it just doesn't do the job. You get that sort of a temporary hit of relief, but it doesn't sort the problem.
So if you're going to use a tinted moisturiser, would it be better in heat to go for an oil-free tinted moisturiser?
Yes.
Or just your... Yes.
An oil-free is great. And I love... Let me just reach for it. This is the one in my makeup bag at the moment. The Beauty Pie one. Skin Perfecting Tinted SPF 20. Oil-free. Nice and light. It's got a bit of a glow. And it's great. Bish, bash, bosh.
Because I find oil-free a little bit drying in real life. But on holiday, yeah.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah, it's a different sort of iteration. What about concealers? Are there any concealers that are less likely to slide down your face?
Yeah, so actually there's a very famous, quite heavy duty, long wearing concealer called Tarte Shape Tape. There's a great dupe, which is the L'Oreal Infallible, which is a brilliant dupe for the Shape Tape. And it comes in like 40 shades. And that's a brilliant, long-wearing, I call it a heavy-duty concealer, but you can use a minuscule amount for a very light look. And actually, that's one thing I love to do on holiday. I'll do kind of a grain of rice-sized amount of my L'Oreal Infallible concealer, dab with my finger, I'll do a bit just under my eyes, and then I'll look at any areas of high colour that I want to tone down and just finger pat in those areas.
So that could be either side of your nose, your chin, whatever's looking a bit sort of inflamed.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you think it's worth getting darker shades of your regular tinted moisturiser and concealer if you're away for a week or two so that you don't look chalky or get powderised as you start to... Not that we're sunbathing, obviously. Not that we're sunbathing. That would be insanity. But let's say the sun finds us. so then we don't end up looking so, you know, chalky and strange by the end of the week or two if we're really lucky.
I really do. And it's frustrating because I know a lot of people, long for a colour-adapting product that will kind of stretch and suit their skin tone from kind of their fairest through to their warmest in the summer months. But I'd say it's much better to ensure you've got a slightly warmer shade that you take away with you. Because unfortunately, to your point, Annabelle, if you're wearing foundation or makeup that's too light for your skin tone, you do get a kind of ashy, chalky finish, which when you're on holiday or you're back from holiday and your skin is looking its healthiest, you don't want to minimize or diminish that healthy effect. Now, something that you can do, Iconic London make these beautiful liquid bronzers called Sheer Bronze, and they come in 8 shades, and you can simply add some of the Sheer Bronze to your tinted moisturizer to warm it up a little bit. So if you're reluctant to kind of guess a warmer foundation shade, try the Iconic Sheer Bronze and just a couple of drops into your tinted moisturiser or foundation, and that will just warm it up a little bit.
Don't you find that sometimes, even during the year, your skin does not have the same tone to it one day to the next? So you might need to adjust whatever product you're wedded to at that time.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when I hark back to my early days in retail and I'd find myself explaining this really regularly to women who are so confused, they're like, but I'm really frustrated because when I came 6 months ago, I was color matched to this color and now it doesn't work. And often you'd be like, well, yes, if we're working back 6 months and you came last August, it's possible that your skin tone was a touch warmer just because of the seasons. I mean, I'm sitting at my desk now. I've got drawers and drawers of different foundations and they vary hugely in tone, actually, because in the winter, I'm actually quite fair, but I tan quite olivey in the summer, so I can be really quite warm in the summer. So I probably stretch across most brands at least 3 or 4 foundation shades throughout the year.
I found it recently with, you'll know it, Hannah, NARS is very good tinted moisturiser.
Love it.
Yeah, it's quite muscular. So it's veering more towards the foundation end of the tinted moisturiser spectrum. But I have, that's the ticket. She's flashing
She's
it at
it
me.
Up.
And I have two. I always have two. And I just change the proportions. One slightly darker, one slightly lighter. And I mix them. And, you know, hopefully, if we get away by the end of August, I'll just be using the dark one. But then September, October, and, you know, it's good to play.
It is good to play. And, you know, when you use a sheer formula like a tinted moisturiser, it will be a bit more forgiving because it is that little bit sheerer. So I always say to women if they're, you know, or people when they're trying to choose their base colour, it's always more flattering. If you're torn between two shades, it's more flattering always to go for the one that you think is possibly a bit warmer than your skin tone than it is to go for one that's possibly a bit lighter.
Can I talk to you now? So we've got our tinted moisturiser on, we've got our concealer on. And at what point do you start to set it? At what point might you go in with some powder or a spray or something? Do you do the whole lot and then set it, or do you do it as you go along?
So if I'm hot, I'll like to do my entire makeup routine, allow my skin to kind of settle. It might perspire a little bit. Then I would use a blotting paper. Once I've gotten rid of any kind of perspiration or oil, then I'd start my setting process. Now, the cool kids are very into the whole like baking trend, which is highly, highly effective. And it's where you use, you know, vast amounts of powder that you kind of set into your makeup and leave to kind of melt in while you do your makeup, and then you dust off the excess at the end. That is a technique that works. However, it's very makeupy. You know, it might work on Instagram, but in real life, it looks incredibly dry.
So it's Love Island, really.
Like, yeah.
It's Love Island.
Yes. Yeah. So whilst it's fine and it works, And people go, well, what about baking? I could just bake my makeup. Yes, you could, but you're not going to end up with gloriously glowing summer looking skin because you'll have too much makeup on. The flip side is I then meet a lot of women who are terrified of powder. And I think that's a generational thing where maybe our mothers or our grandmothers had that kind of downy skin that was all kind of caught with lots of powder particles, and we're used to seeing the powder puff and it all going on, which just can make the skin look a bit flat and can make the skin look more mature than it actually is. However, a little bit of translucent powder on a small fluffy brush taken through what I call the hotspot areas will just lock your makeup in place. Hotspot areas being in the centre of your forehead and between your brows, a little bit above the brows, down the sides of the nose and the very front of the cheek, and just around the chin.
And so would you recommend a translucent powder, a sort of universal powder?
Yeah.
And do you have any in particular that you really like?
Yeah, one that's excellent. And actually, Terry, who designed it, says herself, it's the powder for people who are terrified of powder. And that's the By Terry Hyaluronic Hydra Powder, because it's infused with hyaluronic acid. So you get kind of all the benefit of it locking your makeup in place, the benefit of it mattifying in the areas you don't want to be too shiny, but then the benefit that it's also maintaining hyaluronic acid levels in your skin and moisturising your skin so it never looks cakey or dry.
Would you keep that with you if you were going out like as a bride and then touch yourself up during the night as you got sweaty?
Absolutely.
And the By Terry one's quite manageable. It's not a massive, enormous, heavy compact.
No, it's really tidy. It comes with a pad. It has a mirror in it as well. It does come in a loose form, which if I'm working on a client, I'll always use a loose powder because I've got complete control over how much I'm using. But you know, whether you're on holiday, whether you are a bride, the press is what you would, I'd suggest you keep on your person or somewhere that you can retrieve it to touch up if necessary.
Can I ask a like super naive / idiotic question? Is the powder in one colour or do you have to choose your shade?
It comes in different colours, but more in colour correcting shades. So I would always say, if in doubt, choose the translucent. Because you can't go wrong. It will work across all skin tones.
Fine.
I fast-forwarded you to the end, but actually I'm now going to rewind you till we've just done our tinted moisturiser and our concealer.
Yes.
How do we feel about highlighter when we're on holiday?
Love highlighter on holiday.
We love it. Do we love a liquid highlighter?
We love all kinds of highlight, whether it's a little bit of Charlotte Tilbury Hollywood Flawless Filter kind of underneath your tinted moisturiser, whether it's a little bit of Westman Atelier Peau de Peche cream highlighter pressed very delicately on top of the cheekbones, whether it's a Bobbi Brown Classic Shimmer Brick, which is a powder compact, which you swirl your brush over and kind of dust a bit everywhere. I just think there's no better time than on holiday to have fun with your highlighter, because I'm getting, you know, lustful here, dreaming of evening sitting out late at a restaurant, maybe at the waterfront, and it's kind of 10 o'clock and you're still there eating and drinking. And that little bit of glow to the skin is just, it's so flattering. You don't need much else, really.
What's the best way to apply it so you don't look over shimmered?
Yeah, so I would say choose an area where you want the light to linger and just focus your highlight there. So it can be really tempting. If I'm thinking, you know, Bobbi Brown Cosmetics Bronze Shimmer Brick, love it. But I've definitely in the past gotten a bit overexcited and kind of dusted all over my face. And yes, that's when you'll end up with a slightly metallic look, which actually photographs sweaty. So what I suggest you do is with a smaller angled brush, she says, a smaller angled brush, find the area you want to highlight and just focus your highlight on that area. So most commonly, that'll be the top of the cheekbones, which I think you can never go wrong. So a dust over the top of the cheekbones, a smidge just in the centre of the bridge of the nose. And actually, sometimes that's totally sufficient. Some people like to highlight the temples slightly, which I think is also really pretty as you turn in the light. However, if you're concerned about oiliness or excess shine, leave your forehead well alone.
This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
Okay, serious question. How many times have you been out recently? Actually, you know, scratch that. How many times have you woken up the day you were supposed to go out and felt flooded with dread? How long have you spent praying that the other person will cancel so you don't have to?
And yet, just as we're avoiding people, so many of us feel really lonely and more tired than ever, particularly now the days are getting a bit longer and you think, How am I going to have the energy to go out into the world?
Our social batteries are very flat at the moment, and that can make us feel isolated, which can lead to trouble. And in my experience, therapy has helped me track my best energy sources and helped me better identify what leaves me feeling depleted.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try?
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise.
Listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/midult. That's better, HELP.com/midult.
BetterHelp, because sometimes the best thing to do is acknowledge that we are not, in fact, absolutely fine.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Blusher.
Yes.
So do you think a powder blusher is better on holiday, or a cream followed by a powder? What would you do? Just in the apples of your cheeks, so it doesn't get getting confused with inflammation around your nose, right?
Yeah. You're totally right, Annabelle. There's a key point to always start your blusher kind of at least a finger width away from the very corner of your nose, so it's not bleeding into any high colour. She says, of course, the trend at the moment is to take your blush right the way over the cheeks, right away across the bridge of the nose and out. It can look cute, but if high colour is a problem or a concern, don't try that. So I think cream blushes, I know Tata Harper just brought out some new beautiful, really sheer cream blushes that are beautiful. Gillian Dempsey's cream blushes are brilliant if you are slightly more oily and you want a slightly drier finish. Or if you're kind of in between, then something like Mi Beauty Pie cream blushes would be great. And you can they're easy to use. Just dab with your finger on the apple of the cheek and it's lightweight, flattering, easy holiday makeup. And because it's cream, the idea is that it will help kind of promote that holiday glow finish. The caveat there is if you're somewhere extremely hot with really high humidity, then that's when I'd say, as much as a cream blush gives a lovely finish, you might want to opt for something like Ciate have some beautiful blushes that are infused with highlight powder. So, and Baby Doll is my favourite shade. So you'll still get the glow that you might try and achieve with a cream blush, but with a powder-based product that will have a bit more staying power.
Mm. And then an evening eye on holiday. I mean, I think that it can be tempting to get carried away, but what's a holiday version of a smoky eye?
I love that question.
So a bit of impact without the weight.
The jury may be out here, but I've just got next to me one of these beautiful, they're called the Ombre Sparkle Shadows by Clarins. And this colour is called Gold Diamond. And it's quite a darkish, burnished gold. But that, just pressed with your finger over the entire movable part of the lid, but then brought up through the crease of the eye, so you can see it when the eye's open, with really good mascara, can look stunning. It's a dark burnished gold, so you get the kind of slightly smoky finish, but you get all the light reflection of it being a soft glitter. Some people are like, oh, couldn't possibly wear glitter. But trust me, anyone can.
Oh, I'm completely with you. And I think at this summer of all summers, we need to shine the spark. And also, you put it on every time. First of all, every time you kiss someone, they get a little bit of glitter left on them. So you're leaving a sort of trail around the place, which is a thrill. But also,
I don't know who you're planning to kiss on holiday. I want
you
to know this.
Yay! But also, it puts you in a good mood. Just getting your glitter out, putting it on your face and catching sight of yourself in the mirror with a bit of a gleam. It's just an upper, isn't it?
Isn't it? And I'm all about mood boosting makeup. Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
So a bit of an eyeshadow that isn't too scary, because I think some people are very frightened of eyeshadows.
Yeah.
So just one shade that you can stick on with your finger.
That's it. You know, if glitter's too much, then maybe consider something like a cream shadow stick. So, you know, most brands do them, whether it's By Terry or Trish McAvoy, Bobbi Brown, Beauty Pie. But they're so easy to use and they're long wearing. So they've all got some gorgeous bronzy colours. A favourite one is Golden Bronze by Bobbi Brown Cosmetics. And it's just like a pen. So you just twist it up, blend a bit onto your lower lid, then use your ring finger to blend it across the lid, and you're done. And because it's long wear, once it's dry, that's it. It's not budging. It'll need eye makeup remover or kind of a cleansing oil to take it off.
I can testify to that product. It's sort of blendable for about 30 seconds and then that's it, you're done. It's not moving at all. It's the same with those, with my favourite eyelines, which are the Chanel Stilo waterproof ones. Again, you twist them up. And you've got about 15 to 30 seconds with the cotton bud, and after that, that's it.
That would literally make me so frightened.
It's quite reassuring if you're going out for a long night though and it's hot.
Yeah, except for with my skills, it would just be like just a panic, I think. So maybe I'll just stick to the metallic glittery eyeshadow situation.
We can have a play.
Yeah.
What is the best way, Hannah? You will know the answer to this, and this has been plaguing me since I turned 40. To stop your mascara from falling down your face. Till I was 40, I could go to sleep in my makeup, and I'm drunk, obviously, and I'd wake up the next morning, and it would still be perfect. And now, 10 minutes in, I can have mascara smudged under my eyes.
When people ask me that, I usually direct them to tubing mascaras. So I don't know if you've had any joy with tubing mascaras in the past, but the new Victoria Beckham mascara is a tubing formula. Trish McAvoy has a really good tubing formula.
When you say tubing, what do you mean?
So it's a specific kind of technology that means that the mascara is a formula that coats your entire lash with product. And then once it's dry, it just doesn't move. It doesn't crumble. It doesn't flake. But weirdly, it comes off when you tease with lukewarm water, and it comes off almost in kind of plastic tubes. I think hence why the tubing name. So it's weird. You can be there with, you know, eye makeup remover or oil being like, why? Why is it not coming off? But if you just gently manipulate with warm water and it does come off, which means you can swim in it, you can work out in it, you can, you know, they honestly do last all day. But you then just need to use warm water and just tease very gently. And, you know, once you've washed your face, you'll see lots of little bits of plastic mascara in your basin that you just have to quickly rinse. That's the only downside.
Tubing mascara. That's a top tip. And what do you feel about eyeliner for a bit of drama? Maybe on the inside of the eye, or the inner corners of the eye, or so you can get a bit of glamour without loading your face up.
Yeah. So I love Urban Decay have a range called 24/7 eyeliners, which come in the most exquisite array of colours, which I think, you know, you're on holiday, you don't know anyone walking down the street, so maybe now's the time to put on your purple eyeliner. Whoop! You know, it's not like you're meeting your friends who might go, oh, Han, interesting choice today. But they do some beautiful, I've got them right in front of me, they've got some beautiful kind of bronze and golden tones. So Tiger's Eye, oh, what's the other one? I want to say it's Whiskey, but it's not Whiskey at all. It'll come to me in a sec. But yeah, I absolutely love just, you know, that slightly feline, quite sexy, darker waterline bit of eyeliner going on. If that feels a bit too much, then you can always use something like the Max Factor Kohl pencil. I love the brown one, or even Victoria Beckham's Satin Kajal, and do that on the top lash line and then smudge with your finger for that really sexy, kind of just rolled out of bed with this gorgeous smoky eye look, which is perfect for holiday because it's relaxed and it's pared down rather than, you know, the graphic wing, which is very cool, but it's more, I would say that's more of a like coffee or wine date in town than it is sitting by the side of the beach. Each to their own though, each to their own.
Mm-mm. Oh yeah, no judgment. I mean, you know, like that's the point, isn't it? You've got to try everything.
Yeah.
I might even try some proper like summer makeup. I love the idea of having like holiday makeup. It feels like so grown up.
Well, I mean, you know, we can give it a go, but you always chicken out.
Yes, that's also true.
And then I think it's quite fun to play with a holiday lip. I mean, you can, you know, I think it's always good to take away a really, really pretty gloss that you really... Speaking of which...
Oh, I think we need... Yes.
Hannah has a product.
She does.
We're all putting it on.
Let's put it on.
And it is a joy to use. Whenever I see, because it's called Perfect Pink Lip Oil. And it's a collaboration with My Beauty Brand by Hannah Martin. And what I really love about this is it's got the sort of, it's nice and slidey and easy to manipulate and light to wear like lip oil. But generally, I found with lip oils, they disappear after 30 seconds. Mm. And this sticks around. Is that in the formulation?
Yeah, so it's ever so slightly thicker and richer. It's a beautiful Japanese formula. And I mean, their technology is just extraordinary. But, you know, more than being just kind of a topical oil, which to your point will kind of condition the skin in the moment, but doesn't take a lot to kind of wear it off. This has got hyaluronic acid, ceramides, niacinamide, vitamin E, all things that will kind of nourish, moisturise and condition. So you get up to 12 hours of hydration from this, you know, pretty, universally flattering pink oil.
Yeah, it really is. It's got real lightness of touch. It's so pretty. It's the right word. I definitely will have this in my bag with my sun creams. You know that thing when you just suddenly think you've slathered everything on, you suddenly think, but hang on, I also want to look okay.
Yeah, I'm so excited by it because I never do well with lipstick, or I'm literally, I don't know what it is. And I put it on and I thought, ooh, it's pretty. It's so pretty. So congratulations.
Thank you. And that's absolutely the reaction that I think we wanted, you know, for anyone, no matter your skin tone, your lip shape, your skill set with makeup, that you'd put it on, that your lips would immediately feel comfortable and look plump and moist, for want of a better word. And yeah, this does
there that. Is no better word. And I tell you something else that Emily and I both noticed, you know, you get your thrills where you can find them, is it actually has, it's got a very slight tingle. Is there something plumping in there?
Well, I think all those skincare ingredients are essentially plumping ingredients, but it's just got the tiniest bit of menthol. And that's what kind of gives the very slight tingle. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And cooling.
Yeah.
Lovely. Go. And I tell you what else. I tell you what I want to try this summer on holiday. I want to try a really vivid, true red matte lip with almost no other makeup except obviously Flawless Skin.
Yeah.
But I've never done that before, and I want to go in with the red lip liner, and I've got the products lined up, and I don't know if I'll be brave enough to, you know, and a hoop earring. But how do we feel about those kind of lips, the matte lip when you're away? I'm channeling AOC.
Yeah, whether it's Lady Danger or Ruby Woo by MAC, or whether it's Charlotte Tilbury's Red Carpet Red, yes. And I often say to people who kind of have that pipe dream of being a red lipstick wearer, but maybe don't feel confident enough to try it in real life, holiday is the perfect time to experiment. And I think, you know, when you realise that people aren't walking down the street pointing and laughing, that's when people go, oh, maybe I can carry a red lip. Maybe I can do this. And it's a really good way of dipping your toe and experimenting with something, you know, significantly bolder than maybe what you do at home.
Every time I see a woman with a red lip, I think, well done you. Every single time, it never crosses my mind whether or not it suits her. I just think, well done you.
Yeah, and I think that's totally key. You just said about it suiting you. And people say to me, oh, Hannah, you're so lucky. Every lipstick suits you. And I said, no, I just really enjoy lipstick. And I think you have to own the lipstick you're wearing. You know, if it's a bright orange, great, wear it with confidence. If it's a 90s brown, great, wear it with confidence.
But I think, I don't know if you agree, but I think, and they've slightly come back to fashion in the last couple of years, but if you're going to try a really bold lip colour, particularly on holiday, probably do use a lip liner.
Yeah, I mean, it's not essential, but I mean, I'm a girl who, these are my personal personal lip liners.
She's just shown us over Zoom an actual bucket of lip liners.
Of her personal vulgarity of lip liners. Her personal ones.
I know. Yes. And then you should see the ones in my kit. I have hundreds upon hundreds of thousands, because there's nothing quite like doing a bold lip and then just perfecting the edge with a lip pencil for that. You know, it brings me a lot of joy. Really, really crisp, fine, bold lips.
Can I ask you about a trick that I remember seeing my mother do, and I wonder if it's something that would still work for a lip if you really want it to stay?
Yeah.
Would be to, very lightly, maybe with the By Terry, powder your lips first, then line, then powder.
Yeah.
Then apply a coat, blot, powder, another coat, blot, leave it. You've got your matte lip.
Absolutely, yeah.
Is that something that was only done a million years ago? Or is that,
yeah. It was, you know, it's one of the oldest tricks in the book, but it absolutely works because it's the idea that with each very thin layer of powder, whether you go straight to the lip with a translucent powder, whether you push it through, you know, separate your two ply tissue and just put one ply over and kind of push it through, it's just like when you set, you know, face makeup, you're drying the surface layer of that product and sealing it. So you kind of do a bit, seal it with powder, go again, seal it in place with powder. And yeah, it will significantly extend the wear time.
Because I was thinking this morning how annoying it would be to, you know, trying to be brave enough to try my fancy red lip and then just end up with like a red outline after I've had one drink, and there'll be more than one drink and I want it to stay.
I know. And that can happen. Another trick is just in, you know, filling in your entire lip with lip pencil. Yeah. Before your lipstick application to try and stain the lip. And then, you know, remember there are some epic, you know, really long wearing lip stains out there, whether it's kind of your Max Factor Lipfinity, which I think is probably one of the most iconic, or if it's just a Huda Beauty liquid lip, you know, that once dry you do, or a Kylie Jenner lip kit, you will get minimum eight hours wear out of that colour. They don't feel the most comfortable though. That's the only problem.
That's the thing. They make you feel like your lips are sort of shriveled up. That, you know, you'd hate it, Emily. They do. It's like, what was that thing called that everybody used to paint on their lips?
Lip coat.
To try and keep the lipstick there. Lip coat.
It didn't work at all, did it?
It was like painting nail varnish.
Clear nail varnish over. Yeah. Very strange.
Hannah, if you're going to go on holiday, if you get your holiday, what will you try?
I think I've tried it all, sweat up. But my holiday staples would be bronzing powder, concealer, cream blush, mascara, and my little lip oil.
Question, bronzer with a shimmer or without a shimmer?
Actually, without. So you can build the intensity of the shade, and then if you want shimmer, you can add that later.
So you use it effectively as your contouring.
Exactly.
And then your highlighter becomes your shimmer. And earlier you said the very sexy phrase, I'm sure everyone will agree, my setting process. What is your setting process? Do you use a setting spray? I've started using one only recently and they seem to work.
So I do think they work, and it's a conversation I'm having with people all the time. Hannah, my makeup's not lasting. What primer should I use? Hannah, my makeup's not lasting. What setting spray should I use? And I have to say, a sexy setting process is it's a couple of steps. You have to take into consideration that your moisturizing moment suits your skin tone and isn't going to be too heavy, let's say, for your foundation. You need to make sure the base product you're wearing is suitable to your skin tone. So something really dewy and emollient based isn't going to be great on an oily skin type, or isn't going to be great in a high climate. Then one can't just take your Urban Decay All Nighter. Is incredible, but it's not going to do the job of a translucent powder. So it will fix makeup that's been effectively set, but it doesn't do the job of a powder. So, and I think that's where at the moment consumers are most confused, because they go, oh, but I've got a setting spray. I don't like powder, so I just use a setting spray. Well, actually, lots of setting sprays act more as kind of makeup refreshers. They're often quite moisturising, which means that they kind of revitalise tired makeup sitting on the surface of the skin. However, that's adding emollients and moisturisers to makeup, which actually isn't going to add any kind of longevity to the wear of the makeup. So one must use a tiny bit of powder, which does the job like the lip of kind of sealing and locking the makeup in place. Then is your time to spritz away. And I do think that the setting sprays that I think are most effective at the kind of the claim would be Urban Decay All Nighter. And then I do really like the finish of the Hourglass Veil setting spray. And Charlotte's new setting spray is really good as well.
I think Charlotte's new sweating spray. There we go. That's where I'm going to be.
That's what I need. Her new setting spray.
It stopped my mascara falling down my face, without the special tubing stuff.
There we go. Brilliant.
You've been a font of all wisdom.
Oh my God, I could listen to you. I also like watching you dab. I know, it's like a sort of reverse ASMR. Exactly.
I almost want to go and pack my holiday makeup, like, even though the holiday's not booked and God knows what's going to happen, because you've given me a feeling of real clarity, and I am going to try that red lip.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try the translucent powder. again. The By Terry.
Why not? Yeah.
And obviously I'm going to definitely pack my lip oil.
Yeah, congratulations on this. Is there going to be more where this comes from?
I sincerely hope oil? So. I sincerely hope so.
You've been a joy, Hannah. Thank you so much. Maybe you'll come back and do extreme cold what do you wear for Christmas makeup.
Absolutely. It would be my pleasure.
Yay! Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye, thanks Hannah. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
You've been listening to Annabel Rifkin and Emily McMeekin of The Mid-Alt. Our book, I'm Absolutely Fine, is out now. If you like what you hear, please rate, review and subscribe.
And we'll just leave you with this thought. This killing them with kindness thing is taking much longer than I expected.